You are listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. February 12th is International Darwin Day, and to help celebrate that, Southern Illinois University is again hosting Darwin Week. It'll run through the early part of next week, and in to talk about that is one of the co-coordinators of the event, Marissa Schubert. Marissa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So when people think of Charles Darwin, they think of evolution, they think of a lot of science. Can you talk a little bit about what Darwin Week will be for 2020?
So Darwin Week each year is sort of a celebration and a public outreach event to get across some of the major points and scientific advancements that we've had in the past few hundred years. One of the biggest, of course, being the theory of evolution by natural selection. And so what this year will be slightly more artistic oriented. So we'll have an art display as we typically do, paired with some natural history collections, so showing different types of organisms, the different sort of endpoints that evolution has brought us thus far, and some of the different points that may be evolving in the future. We have a game night where it'll run for about 3 hours in tournament style. We'll also have some family play around 6:30 where people can play a little more casually once the tournament's underway. And that'll be with the game Evolution the Beginning. That'll run, for about 3 hours. And we plan to have around three or four different rounds of that. And we'll have prizes and swag for the people who compete and do the best throughout that.
I talk to a lot of educators that say it's important to remember that you have to keep the fun in science, that curiosity and that desire to learn more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so while we tend to teach science as pretty by the books, pretty strict, here are the facts, 1, 2, 3 sort of thing, there's also a lot of artistic expression, and it's important to really make these abstract ideas more easier to connect with general people, so you don't need necessarily a science textbook to teach about evolution or how the world is or how the world has been or will continue to change. We can have that in more sort of family-friendly or more open formats, especially to help open people's minds a little bit. It's not challenging anyone's beliefs per se, spiritually or religiously. It's an explanation of what's been going on, and it's a way of showing how we've gotten all these miraculously different forms of life all around us.
You can learn more by going to the website, darwinweek.siu.edu. More information about all the events that'll be going on February 10th through the 13th. They include two big speeches, one from Dr. Joan Strassman, who is a professor of biology at Washington University in St. Louis. Also on Thursday, Dr. Pam Soltis, who's the director of the Biodiversity Institute at the University of Florida. These are some pretty big names talking about some of those issues that you were just going through. Am I right?
Yeah. Joanne is very well renowned in the scientific community, and then Pam Soltis I have actually met in person before, and I have a more personal connection. She's actually my academic grandmother of sorts, because it was my advisor was one of her sort of secondary students. So I can talk a lot more about what Pam's been doing, along with her husband and sort of their joint lab they have together. A lot of it centers on this tree of life idea, where often the way that we envision how the world has been changing and how we've gotten all these different forms and organisms, from little bacteria to really tall, sequoia trees out west. And so what her main project on the Tree of Life is to show how sort of everything has evolved and how it comes together to interplay within the world. And this is a massive project because there's millions and millions of organisms. There are something like 400,000 species of plants alone. And there's at least that many of different orders, like flies, like little tiny flies or whatever. Those are extremely diverse, and so what her Tree of Life project seeks to do is try to encapsulate as much of that diversity of life and variation in what evolution's produced as possible to help us have a more holistic understanding of the world around us.
Now, you're a master's student in biology here at SIU. How important is it to hear people of this stature come and share their research, their experiences in terms of preparing you for your career?
So having speakers like this appear at this Darwin Week or previous Darwin Weeks, it's given sort of someone to look up to see, okay, others like me have done this in the past. It's very nice to have representation. And this year, as the anniversary of women's suffrage, we're having female speakers, and even our symposium will be highlighting the important work that women scientists have done in our own research and moving forwards. It's also nice to have sort of this personal connection to big names in science, where they're not just some name you see in a textbook or on some paper. You actually meet them. You learn a little bit about how they've gotten to the points where they have, how they've overcome some obstacles, what tricks and tips they have for making it through graduate school or their lives in academia. And it's important to have sort of a personal face and a personal connection with those of a higher academic level or stature to give us some role models to look up to. Sure. Often.
Darwin Week is coming up February 10th through the 13th of 2020 on the SIU Carbondale campus. You can get more information at darwinweek.siu.edu. Marissa Schubert is co-coordinator of Darwin Week. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.